I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The midterms are upon us. 42 days from today, the votes will be cast and we will find out how America feels. But until then, we pontificate and we wonder and we talk to experts who have their finger on the pulse as to what voters are thinking and what people are actually talking about, not what those politicals are always telling us that we should be thinking about. That real deal is out there. You feel it. I feel it. And Joe Concha knows all about it as well. We welcome a political columnist at The Hill, Fox News contributor and author of the book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. Joe Concha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Annie, on launch day. That's where you know it's special, when Annie Fry will have me on.
That's fantastic. Wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, something about this this terrible presidency that Joe Biden has been taking the country through, I would assume has to have some sort of reflection on the midterms that are upon us.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, but here's the thing, though. Is the president getting the scrutiny that he should be getting in terms of all of his policy decisions, everything that's going wrong, Annie, in terms of inflation, 40-year high, the economy going in a negative direction, the border being wide open, 4 million people coming into this country in this president's first 2 years alone, and obviously crime is now spiraling completely out of control. And you see these viral videos every day. I don't know if you saw the one that's been playing on Fox all morning, but this one guy just attacks this woman in a subway, and he's been arrested like 8 times, and he keeps being put back out in the street. And he just keeps beating her and beating her, and he starts to walk away. And she's just kind of crawling, doesn't know where she is. And he goes back and kicks her like a couple of dozen more times. And it's like, my goodness gracious.
Right.
I mean, this is a New York City subway. I won't go on it anymore, you know. And I'm a grown man, but I'm not going to deal with something like that. So I think with all these things going in that direction and all these visuals people see, and they see their 401ks. I don't know if you've looked at yours lately, but mine's a disaster. I mean, it's – I can't believe how much I'm down over the past 6 months. And then they see their wages not going up, and they go to the store and food still costs a ton of money, and their rent is still high, and the electric bills are going to be horrible this winter. I don't see how the midterms could possibly go in any other direction based on history, which is people vote with their wallets and they like to feel safe. Then the Republicans taking back the House quite easily, by the way, and probably the Senate. But the House is really the important one because that's where you launch your investigations from for the most part.
Yep. It was Joe Concha with us right now. You know, I was talking a little bit about this. We played a clip from Britt Hume in the first segment here, and he was talking about how this administration and the people who speak for it and the people who stump for it, they just pretend like all of those things. You listed each and every one of them. I know all of those to be true right here in the Midwest. I live in Illinois, which is not easy to do, but I commute to St. Louis. And this is a red state, blue state dichotomy right here that shows exactly how different policies in each of these states can affect the daily life of individuals. But when you add in this administration and the policies and the spending and the abdication of any responsibility on our southern border, the media doesn't cover it. They don't hold them accountable. I feel like you, as somebody who writes and you're on television and you do radio interviews, and you've got to be looking at the media saying that they've got to be at the core of the responsibility of getting this on the right track.
I have the greatest stat in the world to share with you, Annie. Okay, based on that premise, based on that setup that you just gave me there, as far as does the media cover Joe Biden and all the things that are going wrong here? No. What they cover is Donald Trump. which is interesting because he hasn't been in office for 21 months. But Democrats are trying to make this election a referendum on the former president, the guy not in power, instead of a referendum on the current guy in power and the current party in power. And now here's the great stat that I promised. So when I went to go write my book, Come On, Man, I'm thinking, well, it's my first book. I hope I didn't choose too much of a topic that everybody else is writing about, because it is a sitting president. When Trump was president, there were more than 100 books written about him in the span of 3 years. So I may be going into a place where, because there's a lot of material to work with Biden, that there's going to be all these other journalists and White House correspondents also writing about Biden, and I'm going to get lost in the shuffle. And then they have this preview of the fall books coming out. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, my God, there are 15 books coming out about the president, except it's not the president currently in power. Oh, it's President Trump.
It's unbelievable.
And there's only one book coming out on Joe Biden, and you are literally talking to the author of it.
So exclusive here on the Annie Fry Show, folks. The
exactly.
One book. That's unbelievable.
And you know, now I found my niche audience, half the country,
so
because I'm not competing against anybody.
Is there really that insatiable of an appetite for people who hate that man so much, who they beat? He's not the president. Joe Biden is in the Oval Office. You won this one. Is there that insatiable of an appetite that the guy who is in Mar-a-Lago in New York from time to time, they got to know more? They got to hear more? That these books or is it more therapy for the authors? I don't understand.
It's some therapy for the authors, so they get a pat in the back from all their friends in so-called journalism, right? But it's a moneymaker. It's nothing more. I mean, Maggie Haberman, you're a journalism royalty, right? She has all the inside sources, gets all the big scoops. Next week, she has a book coming out, and it's on Trump. And this is not her first book on Trump. It's her second book on Trump. And then Jonathan Carl, ABC News correspondent, takes himself far too seriously. He has book number 3 coming out on Trump in 2 weeks. And I could go down the list, but I wonder where my friend Jim Acosta is. Right. I mean, this guy, he's in the White House briefing room every day during the Trump administration, making a story all about him. I mean, forget about the Me Too movement with him. It was a look at Me Too movement. And then the minute a Democrat is actually elected to the presidency, he ran from that briefing room faster than Usain Bolt. Like, I can't ask a Democrat tough questions. Get me out of here. Give me a weekend show on CNN. And that's where he sits. So, yeah, that's all the proof that you need, that when there's 15 books on Trump coming out right before a midterm and only one on Biden that this guy wrote. Well, that's a problem now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 100%. It's the problem, if you ask me. Joe Concha with us right now. This is the day of his book release. Come On, Man. The truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. Maybe an early Christmas present for some of your friends who want to have a little extra detail as to why we need to make a change before the midterms set in. Does the media, is there any hope for a new direction for the media? I feel like some of the people who are out there right now are hopeless. Maybe you look at a CNN and they're kind of purging people. Does that change? What happens next, regardless of what happens with Trump?
See, here's how I think it's going to work. CNN may be trying to go back to the center. I don't know. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin getting fired, you know, hands down, the best legal analyst out there. That's probably a bad joke to make. I mean, he should have got the shaft a long time ago. Oh, that's not appropriate either. But, you know, that was belated. Like, all right, you can't keep the guy around who did what he did in front of female coworkers.
Yeah.
And then Brian Stelter was fired, and people say, oh, low ratings. Well, nah, his ratings were just as low as everybody else's. They really didn't stand out one way or another. He was a cancer within that organization who was leaking to the press how horrible his new bosses were, and they knew it, so they got rid of him. So I wonder if those purges are really CNN going to the center, because I've yet to see that big hire from somebody who you can consider right of center, or maybe somebody who's a really articulate Trump supporter like a Kellyanne Conway,
mm-hmm.
until I start seeing hirings like that to balance out the other side. And when I continue to see like Anna Navarro on the air, and then Jake Tapper gets promoted to primetime, and Don Lemon gets another hour of television because he rated so high in primetime. I don't know. Are they really going to the center? So I know I don't think they ever go back, especially if Trump runs.
Yeah.
And if you think that they're going to say, you know what, as journalists, maybe we should give him a fair shake. No, they will become activists. And then you will see January 6th on a loop for something like if Trump announces in early 2023. I don't know, nearly 2 years. all you're going to hear about how Trump is a threat to democracy and all the issues that we talked about, inflation, crime, border, education, will all be swept aside, and it'll all be a referendum on Donald Trump's personality. Mm. And it's going to annoy the hell out of me. Let's put it that way.
No kidding. I mean, for us folks that have to cover the choose what we cover or get assigned what we cover, it's exhausting. And I hear from people who listen to the show, like right now, people are commenting like, aren't we all tired of the Trump nonsense when it's not even consequential to the American people? It's just almost voyeuristic at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's why some people, it's fatigued to the point where they would embrace a Ron DeSantis run for the presidency over Trump. Not because they don't like Trump, and certainly not because they don't like his policies, but just because, you know, we'll be coming into 2024 with Donald Trump on the political scene, either as president or whatever form he's in now doing rallies and so on, for 9 years. And any politician, even somebody as popular as like Reagan, like towards the end of his presidency, people were ready for a change. And I wonder how many people are like, you know what? I love Trump. I love what he did. But maybe DeSantis is the next chapter, the next wave, a younger thrust. And we love what he's doing in Florida. And we'd like him to do that for the country, too, particularly if it's like a Gavin Newsom matchup. Boy, give me that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me comparing the way Florida is run over California.
Policy.
And that's
actual policy. Yes.
That's policy.
With
yeah.
receipts.
And DeSantis, but his personality would still be bought into it. Like, they'll still say he's worse than Trump and Hitler and so on. But it's not going to resonate. The crazies will say that. But I think overall people will say, all right, which state would I want to live in? And I think they've choose Florida.
Yeah, we can already see the U-Hauls heading in the state that people want to live in. Joe Concha, before we let you go, I want to remind people about your book. It's out today. Brad, my producer, showed me during the interview here that he just bought your book off of Amazon.
Ooh.
So
wow.
It's available for folks to get right now. It's called Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. I always criticize the media for being lapdogs. I criticize the Democrats for not talking issues. And I criticize the Republicans for not having and providing actual solutions and answers and just trying to lose at the game that the Democrats are always setting the table to play. But they came out with the Commitment to America last week. I thought it was well-rounded. I thought it was a solid answer to here's what we would do. Joe, I'd like to know what your thoughts are on what the Republicans put together and how they presented it.
It seems pretty straightforward. I didn't see it presented outside of too many of the usual places you would see, like a Kevin McCarthy. I think you got to go far and wide and just make it about take out ideology and take out personalities and just say, do you agree with common sense? Do you agree we should not spend what we don't have? Sure. Do you agree we need more police officers on the beat? Yes. Do you agree that DA should enforce the laws in the books and eliminate cashless bail and put criminals away when they commit, you know, crimes? Yes. Do you believe that the U.S. southern border should be secure? Yes. Do you want to stop the flow of fentanyl into the country that's killing 300 Americans a day on average? Yes. Do you believe that parents have greater rights than teachers' unions when it comes to their kids' education? Yes. You break it down into that little one sheet and you say that in every interview. And I don't see how Democrats have any response outside of, but Trump and Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how you win, I think.
Yeah. You really do only have one choice if those are the issues and the policies that you support. Joe, thank you for giving us your time today. We are always grateful for it. And I'm going to encourage everyone to go out and get your new book. Come On, Man, because people need to know about this terrible, no good, horrible, very bad presidency. And you wrote the book on it, so people should buy it. Thanks for being with us today, Joe.
And I'm proud to announce my next book coming out in 1 year. Come on, Annie Fry.
Let's do
it. Come on out to Jersey. It's all about you coming to Jersey and the road trip.
I would love to do that. That would be fantastic. Joe, thank you so much. All right, let's do it. Bye-bye. Political columnist at The Hill, Fox News contributor and author. If you enjoyed that, some people commenting here in the live chat that they enjoyed his candor. Please tell him hi and thanks for coming on the Annie Fry at Joe Concha TV on Twitter.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.